All right, it was always good to come up here and win. You know, it was a lot of energy in the stadium and all that, you know, in pregame and so forth. But, you know, I thought after that first drive, you know, our team showed a lot of mental toughness and resiliency to, you know, come back from, you know, pretty hostile atmosphere to, you know, take the lead and play from ahead most of the game. So, you know, certainly a lot of things we could do better. We left a lot of plays on the field. So we just have to keep trying to coach better and play better, play with more consistency. But, you know, I thought our guys showed a lot of – we had a good week of preparation. We were ready to go. We played, did a lot of things well, but there's certainly a lot of things we need to do better. So we'll concentrate on that. But always good to win a road division game and, you know, come up here and win in Buffalo. So that's always a good thing.
Phil, even in winning, do you go back and second guess things you did? For example, as much as you kept passing, could you maybe thought you could have put that ball, put the game away a little bit earlier?
Yeah, well, in every game you do what you think's best, and sure, at the end of every game we'll go back and take a look at everything, and we always do that, see things that we could do better as a team, as a coaching staff, in our preparation and everything. So we do that every week.
Do you feel like you kept that in a little bit by passing as much as you kept doing? Or
I think we did. We thought it was best to win the game. That's what we always do.
Talked a little bit during the week about how difficult it is to anticipate exactly what a team will do and how important the adjustments become after, I think you said, about 15 plays. It was a 10-play drive to start off, but was that kind of a good illustration on their first drive and then the time on the sideline in between?
Well, you know, we obviously didn't play very well defensively in the first drive, and you know, they made a couple plays and had a play on the scramble. That was a big one to get it started. And hit the boot pass for a touchdown. So, you know, it was you know, a variety of things that came up in that drive. It just wasn't, you know, one play repeating over and over again. But that's, look, you got to be ready to, you know, play at the opening. We're opening kickoff in this league. You know, defensively, they really didn't blitz the whole first half. They ran a couple of zone pressures where one guy blitzed and the other guy dropped, but they didn't really put pressure at all. And then the second half, then we saw a little more pressure defense, so, which we kind of anticipated that at halftime. We didn't think they would keep doing the same thing for as long as they did, but they did pretty much the whole first half.
How important was it? Was it one of the more anticipated games here in the last decade or so? You guys have played in probably 50 since the last big game here. Does your team benefit from any kind of experience in these situations, this environment?
I don't know. We have a lot of guys that were on this team this year that weren't on the team last year or some other year. So this year's its own year. This team's its own team. We'll see what we do. I don't know.
How important were the quick passes and the no-huddle offense to kind of neutralize the Bills' pass rush today?
Well, obviously that was a big part of the game plan. You know, we pretty much did that the whole game. So we thought that would give us a little bit of an advantage. Maybe we moved the ball. I don't know. Must have had 500 yards out there. But we still left a lot on the field, so we just got to focus on the things that we can do better.
And Brady dropped back to pass, I think, 61 times and was only sacked twice. So what does that say about the offensive line today?
I thought the line did a pretty good job. I don't think either, if I remember correctly, I don't think either sack had anything to do with the offensive line. It's just poor execution.
With Deion Lewis today, he had, how do you evaluate that?
Yeah, we'll go back and look at everybody and, you know, but I mean, as a team, we competed hard. We got plays from a lot of different players in all three phases of the game. So, you know, it's a team win. Everybody contributed. We played hard as a team. We prepared hard, and you know, we got something to show for it. Came up here and, you know, scored 40 points, and we're 1-0 in the division. So,
Bill, what did you see on that Amendola catch there on the last drive?
It's a good catch. You know, there's a couple plays where, you know, they had good coverage, but good throw, good catch, and great concentration. That was a big play. Danny's, you know, punt return was big, too. That was, you know, the sack that we almost got the safety on and the punt return and the personal foul after that, you know, put us in great field position there in the second quarter. You know, Danny's catch at the end of the game. So we got plays from everybody, all the units. So we need to keep playing complimentary football like that.
Brady looked like he's as sharp as ever. I mean, 466 yards against.
No, I think there's a lot of things we can do better. Everybody can do better. And I didn't think it was all that spectacular by anybody, but it was good enough, and it was. But we got a lot of room to improve.
You know, Rex was just in there, very adamant about how out-coached he was by you. Do you buy into that kind of thing at all?
You know, it's our. No, I mean that's our players. You know, our players went out there and played. They made the plays to win the game, and let's say they probably overcame some not so great coaching on my part. So give the credit to our players. They did a good job. They deserve the credit. They're the ones that made the plays.
Guys, let's take two more.
Bill, when you say the not so great coaching, is there anything in particular that you had on your mind?
No.
Bill, you finished with 8 sacks. How disruptive and impactful was the defense front there?
You know, we had our moments. I mean, we let him run around a lot, too. Taylor ran around. He scrambled for yardage. He scrambled and threw for big yardage. So, again, I don't think it was all that great. We made some plays. We gave up some plays. It wasn't – I think it was very consistent. We got to head coach better. We got to be more disciplined and play better. We'll see it again this week. Bortles, same kind of player. Athletic, make plays, throw on the ball and make plays with his feet. So, we're going to have to – we're going to have to do a better job than we did today.
All right, guys. Thanks. Tom's here.